7 after the hour. Doug's good day for Wednesday. Jennifer's good day for Wednesday. Roberta's good day for Wednesday. Rich's good day for Wednesday or maybe Thursday, depending on when he actually shows
up. He's just
up.
Running a little late, sir.
A little late. I understand that. What happens if I run late? Michael,
then
what
we
happens?
Do. Then we actually have a lot of fun. We start the show without you.
Yeah. There you go.
It's the non-Doug Stephan
show. The right. Queen of Chief is here, Roberta Fasanelli. Have her report later in this half hour. Then later on in the hour, Jennifer has her long-awaited television report. There's news.
People have been clamoring for this report.
American Idol starts tonight.
Ooh. It does. It starts tonight. All the bickering, we'll get to see it
the
live.
The auditions, yes.
The auditions start right. tonight, yes.
And so this is where we get to hear and see more about Nicki Minaj. And
you're going to not like her. I have this premonition.
I haven't liked anything about her since.
She's not going to be your favorite, yeah. I think.
She's not. Not at all.
Just a guess.
Yeah. Right,
but, we'll have American Idol news. I also have some Jessica Simpson news.
Mm-hmm. Nikki spells it with two K's. Anybody who spells her name with two K's right away is suspect.
Nikki?
Oh, my daughter spells her
Nikki
name
is
two K's.
N-I-K-K-I. It doesn't apply to your daughter.
N-I-K-K-I.
I like your daughter.
All right, Matt Damon news.
Matt Damon news.
Jessica Simpson news. Oprah Winfrey news, Lance Armstrong news, and all of Baby Mama news.
How can there be news about Lance Armstrong and Oprah Winfrey? We all know what that story is. Have you got something that we don't know?
This is called a tease.
Oh, okay. Later in the hour.
Later in the hour, you can attack me for my stupid stories. Just not now.
Actually, he's going to deliver on that. Meanwhile, do you have your update on the things that we have in store for us from the Queen of Cheap, Roberta?
Oh, yeah, we have deals from Denny's, especially if you're a teacher. You're going to love
teachers
this.
Denny's. Yeah.
We tell you how to recycle your holiday cards for good. Help some kids while you do it.
Really?
Also, free photo calendar, free magazines from Lego, and a great Big Bucks coupon.
Yeah. All right, so that's coming up. There are ways for you to save some money.
What are you going to talk about now that Roberta and I told you?
I'm going to talk about the AARP. I'm not a big fan of the AARP, even though we have some of their features on the program. I think that you can buy most everything the AARP sells someplace else cheaper. Having said that, they have taken on a major policy and research study, which draws attention to the decline of the American middle class. Hmm. You've heard me describe this in different ways. Many of you feel but aren't able to put words around it. There's no really middle anyplace. There's the hard left and sort of the moderate left and the hard right and the moderate right. But there are very few independent voters anymore in the middle. Same thing is true for those who are going through weight problems. There are those who eat very well, take care of their bodies, and are healthy. There are those who eat poorly, don't take care of their bodies, and are unhealthy. And there's not much in between anymore. Anyway, so the AARP wanted to sort of put this is just another promotional tool for the AARP. That's what it really is. But interesting conversation because it comes just before another congressional fight. There'd be Medicare cuts, Medicaid cuts, Social Security cuts, federal benefit programs that these senior groups like AARP call the third rail. You can't do anything about this. So, anyway, the fellow at the AARP says that the fortunes of the middle class are declining. It is the impossible American dream that people are searching for. The organization's Middle Class Security Project is what it's called, and it's looking at five needs Americans have identified as crucial to being a part of the middle class. That is, you're a part of the middle class if A, you have a secure job, B, you have health insurance, C, you own your home, D, you have a college education, or E, you own stocks, bonds, or other investments. So, let's see. I have a job that depends on me, period, plain and simple. Is it secure? Yeah, I don't know. I have health insurance, yes, because I'm on Medicare. I own a home. I own several homes. A college education. Yeah, I got a college education. Do I have other investments? Yeah. Okay, so I guess I'm a member of the middle class. Jennifer, you got a secure job?
Okay, take me on a quiz. Yes, I have a secure job.
All right, you have health insurance?
Yes.
All right, you own a home?
Yes.
Have a college education?
Yes.
Have other investments?
No.
Okay, well, 4 out of 5.
I have Zippo investments, sir.
Ain't bad. All right, Roberta, you have a secure job? Two, you have health insurance?
Yes.
You own your own home? Yes.
Yes,
have a college
couple,
education? Yes.
Yes.
You have stocks, bonds,
yes.
All right, so you got 4 out of 5, too.
Okay.
All right.
We're awesome, Roberta. Right. Doug's an overachiever. Oh, right. Let's play this game with Michael. He'll be more fun.
All right, Michael.
Yes.
Michael's here because Richie's on the seat.
We love quizzes, Michael.
You have a secure job?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
You're privy to all the inner workings of the company.
All right. Now you got a new job since Joy's coming there anyway, Michael. All right, so two, you have health insurance? Yeah.
Now you've said it on the air. Okay.
Owning a home.
Wait, do you have health insurance, Michael?
Yes.
Owning,
do you own
you
a home?
No, he doesn't. You have a college education?
Yes.
Yes. You have any other investments?
I have a Roth IRA.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah,
Michael's more advanced than me.
Michael is thoroughly ensconced in the middle class. All right? We're all sort of. But how many of you?
I was hoping
listening?
You'd fail miserably at that quiz, Michael, and you didn't. You have my same score.
All right. So then let's think about it this way. More importantly, you heard what we have. What do you have? 888-302-3684. Do you consider yourself a member of the middle class?
I do.
Do you think we need to rebuild and restore the middle class? Do you think that Washington can do it the way they're spending? I think the answer to that question is probably no. But I just kind of want to know what you think about where you are. The word class bothers me because it reminds me of India. I remember studying the class system as it exists. And it has, by the way, over the history of our planet. Look at the way the, look at Downing Manor. Downing, what is it? It's Downing. It's Downing Manor, right? What's the name of that TV show?
Downton Abbey.
Close.
Right. So, it's funny that we both knew what he was talking about. Right?
Downton Abbey.
We have to read his mind half the time.
All right. Don't be complaining about things here, Roberta. Downton Abbey really brings up, as did, what was the other one?
Upstairs, Downstairs.
In? Yeah, but the other one, the movie that was done, Grosvenor Park or something like that. Remember that movie?
Before I check out, I can't help you.
All right, well, anyway, the point is that in the history of most European countries, there has been a distinct class system.
Mm-hmm.
The French had it. The Germans had it. I don't know about the Spanish, but I think most European countries, that's how, you know, the kings came in, or those people like Cardinal Richelieu, they considered themselves to be better than anybody else. And today, in England, is it not clear that the royal family is in a different class than the average Brit? But the Brits love it. I mean, never mind the Brits. We love it. How much talk has been devoted to the royal baby due in July this week?
No, boy.
Right? So there's something about class scrutiny versus class security that is very interesting in our country. Really very, very interesting. So anyway, I bring that to the surface because I think for no other reason, it's a good conversation item. Also coming up later in this hour is the premiere of this young, we had a premiere from Jewel, new song from her last week. This week, we have the 21 children from the Sandy Hook Elementary School who have released in the last 24 hours their version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. So be prepared for a tear. And I'm not sure which will come first. The tears from that or the tears listening to Roberta and the Queen of Cheap Report, which is next here on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. real value for the money, and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Oh, wow.
And you have our permission, Roberta, to extend to the audience as much saving information as is possible here.
Okay, let's start with Lego. If you got kids that say, Lego my Legos, then you're going to want this. It's a free Lego magazine subscription. Yes, absolutely free. And it'll come to you every month. So all you have to do is sign up for it. And we tell you how to do it at DougSteffen.com. And yes, it is mid-January, but heck, there's still another 11 and a half months to go this year. So a free 2013 photo calendar might just be the thing that you want. Vistaprint giving it for free. All you got to do is pay shipping and handling. And these make great gifts, folks. Tremendous gifts, especially for grandparents and aunts and uncles, or even for just, you know, how about this, if your kids go back
to college. I think you buy one of these now, and mm-hmm. you put it away and give it to somebody for Christmas and just put on it. See what you missed?
Oh, only you would think of that, Doug.
Yeah, it's okay, so that's why I'm here, to think of things that other people won't think of. Please continue.
If you like big bucks, Starbucks
big
coffee.
Bucks?
Big bucks coffee. That's Starbucks coffee. We've got a dollar off coupon for you. You know, I mean, every little bit counts, right?
Then right. Where's Sir Mix-a-Lot, Michael?
Have to have their big bucks.
Yeah.
Big bucks. I like big bucks, and I cannot lie.
Big bucks, yes.
You other brother can't deny. Oh.
All right, keep going.
Babies R Us having a tremendous clearance sale, up to 60% off. But the great thing about it is that you can also trade in stuff at Babies R Us. You can get a coupon for 25% off another item from a participating brand. So you can, you know, like you bring back your cribs, your car seats, your bassinets, your play yards, your bouncers, even toddler twin beds you can bring back, and they'll give you a coupon. There is a whole list of items that's acceptable. This is all at Babies R Us, a great way to save some money. And teachers, everybody's had budget cuts, and how many times teachers, if you're a teacher, you know you have to pay for stuff yourself? Well, Staples is having penny deals. Crayons, pencils, erasers, index cards, just a penny, but you have to prove that you're a teacher. And if you've got holiday cards, don't throw them out. Send them to St. Jude's Ranch for Children. They repurpose them, and they use them to save money. So it's a great way to repurpose your holiday cards. And you'll find all of these great ideas and ways to save money at the Queen of Cheap section at DougSteffen.com.
We pride ourselves with helping you. There's a whole cumulative number of things that are there in Roberta's box, the Queen of Cheap box at DougSteffen.com. Here we go with the like big bucks there.
Big bucks.
It's like out there. I mean, bro, look. She's just so...
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Promise one thing in the next 3 or 4 minutes. There will not be a dry eye in the house. Now, having said that...
Because of cold and flu season, or are you going to tell a story to make us
laugh? Well, this is a version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow that came out, what, 4, 5, 6 years ago?
Longer than that, yeah.
Yeah.
He's been dead for 5 or 6 years.
Has he?
Okay.
This is not Don Ho, though.
But it is.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway, with this in mind, you listen to this version, and when it came out, it really grabbed people emotionally. As, depending on your age, we go back to the original version that Judy Garland had from Wizard of Oz. There's an emotion attached to that. And then this thing comes along, and people get, oh, my God, listen to that, how beautiful it is. Okay, so this is one-upsmanship. The children at Sandy Hook Elementary School have teamed up with folk singer Ingrid Michaelson. I don't know if you know who she is or not. She's got a beautiful voice. And last week they recorded a version of this song at the home of a couple of members of the Talking Heads who have a studio in their home in Connecticut. And so when you listen to this, you're going to want to download it. You're going to buy it. This thing will become the number one song in the country today. And I'm imagining a lot of you are hearing it for the first time. We have the video that's a behind-the-scenes look at the recording last week at this home in the studio. And so now we have for you the full version of this song from the kids at the school.
Somewhere over the rainbow, the sky's on.
can get it together. I have to tell you, what bothers me about this, one thing that bothers me,
I think I'm with you on that,
is that the president is going to use these kids today as a backdrop for the, I think it's scandalous. I really do. I think it's horrible.
Well, he's using kids that wrote in letters saying,
I don't care,
I'm scared,
where.
Please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but you see, we've played.
Can I tell you what else bothers me about this?
To scaring you, Ray, again.
It's been a month since this happened.
Yeah.
And if somebody's using this to come out with a number one hit,
yeah,
you know, how, I don't know.
Is it callous? Is that what you're
something,
thinking?
I hate to think it's not for the money.
I mean, the money's going to go to the Newtown Youth Academy in the United Way. Nobody's going to make any money on it.
It's just, you're right. It seems like exploitation.
Too soon?
To a point.
Yeah, it does a bit.
Well,
yeah.
But all of this kind of stuff is exploitation.
I'm sorry, but
what the president's doing, this kind of stuff, maybe. But still, you got to have a tear in your eye, frankly.
Yeah.
28 past the hour.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at OfficeMax. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. He's about the size of the bonus $15 iTunes gift card you get for buying $75 or more of qualifying ink. And iTunes bonus is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals at OfficeMax.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214, 866-716-5214, afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn. Happy to be along with you with the fun things you'll be talking about all day long today. The Lance Armstrong thing coming up a little bit, although what is there left to be said about that? I don't know why anybody would watch the interview.
You already know what he's going to say.
That's all over.
You'll be happy to know. I actually just took it out of my TV report because you said that everybody knows the story.
Well, I don't know that.
She gave it away.
We're talking about it. She's used this thing and played it to a fare thee well. So, yeah, but it is something that'll get some attention. The thing that I feel badly about for this guy, frankly, am I the only one in America who feels badly for this guy? Is that he gets suckered into. He made his choices, made his decisions, but apparently this is something like with the baseball world and the football world and most of these other people that are using juice. He's going to get caught for not telling the truth. It's another one of those things, Richie, where Congress or some federal agency...
They can't catch you for what you're doing, so they catch you for lying about what you were doing.
Right, yep. So anyway, that's something, a lot of gossip involved in that.
I hate the hypocrisy of it all.
It really is. All of it.
There's so much hypocrisy all around us.
Blood Selig from the National Baseball League, from MLB, is the most hypocritical person ever on the face of the planet.
You and my son should do an hour on the air about sports and stuff, and that should be one of the main topics of conversation.
Right, it drives me nuts when these people encourage superhuman feats.
They want 20 million home runs a year, but then they don't want to think.
And they turn a blind eye to it, and then when the public gets outraged,
oh my God, can you believe it? Wow!
Then they're like, "Well, we're going to do everything we can to stamp out drugs."
And the co-conspirator in that, Richie, of the news media. And now Sports Talk Radio has become really big. Speaking of an outrage from the news media's point of view, here's another example of the news media completely falsifying reports. You probably will see in morning newspapers and on television reports today, and maybe even on the radio, of all the trouble the 787 is having. Every one of them have been grounded. Well, the
Al Nippon grounded their whole fleet of
both the major airlines in Japan were the first users and purchasers. 24 of those 787, the so-called Dreamliner that Boeing built, have met with some problems. There was a cockpit problem yesterday in one of these, so they landed it and then they grounded all the rest of them to check them out. And so Boeing
smoke.
Yeah. Well, here's what happens. Hello, this is a new plane. I'm not justifying that they did the right thing about landing it and getting everybody off the plane. But the same thing happened, with those big 380s, the The competition, the 747, that Airbus, the crap can airplane manufacturer in Europe, they built these big 500-plus passenger planes with double-decker on them, and the first year they had nothing but trouble with these things. They were landing all over the place because of the same kinds of problems, wiring problems, hydraulic problems, that sort of thing, which happen when you build a new plane. It's like a new car. It's just scarier, and the news media plays to that fear because it's an airplane at 30,000 feet has got 250 people on it, and so, hello, that makes for a better story than, let's say, a train going off the tracks or a 30-car pileup on the interstate or whatever. I mean, that gets headline coverage as well, but the way this story has been told is so wrong. The idea that they had a problem and that report, that's good. Having the fire department there to check out where the smoke was coming from, that's good. Having the Boeing mechanic go over there and see what the story is, yep, that's good. I just find it's very interesting that there was a they're running a 787 from Boston to Narita now, Japan Airlines is. They just started it with the advent of the 787. There was a fire in another plane, I think on the 7th. And I'm not sure. I think it was the one from Boston, actually. There have been problems with brakes and that sort of thing. But I'm just, this is a new plane, and it depends a lot on technology. We all depend. I'm driving a Chrysler 300 that I have from Vroom, Vroom, Vroom. And I've never been in a car that had so much technical garbage in it in my life. And I'm not used to it because I drive Meredith's car, which is new.
Not good for a guy who can't work his iPad.
No, but but I'm used to driving, older pickup trucks and tractors and stuff like that. So all of this stuff, I mean, I get a little taste of it.
Can't get the windows up, dang it.
And Meredith knows how to do the, and she says she's not good at it. I think she's amazing at it. She can use the GPS system and all the other doohickeys. Everything's on a screen other than the steering wheel practically. And the foot pedals.
And that's coming soon.
Yeah. So that's what you're flying in, a plane that has everything like that. It's all on screens and touch-toned and this and that. So it's a whole new world, and it just, if it goes wrong on the ground, so what? You pull the car over, stop, end of story. When you're at 35,000 feet, what do? You don't pull up to the local curb, and so that's what makes the story. And that's what everybody, oh, my God, there's an airplane. When I see a plane go off the runway, I think it was someplace in Europe a week or so ago. So what does it do? It goes across the highway and crashes into a car. Same thing happened at the Burbank Airport about 10 years ago. Remember that, Jennifer?
Sure did.
When the plane crashed
right
into the...
Right across the
road.
Right across
through
the street.
Fence and right across the road.
Such a short runway there.
And do you remember the story wasn't really all the people were saved and how well the pilot did? No, the big story was there was a gas station next door. And it almost went into the gas station. And what could have happened if the plane had touched the air and blown up everything? Oh, my God! That wasn't even part of the reality. I guess what I'm saying is you meter what you read and hear from the so-called news media, and then I can hear somebody saying, well, Doug, you're a part of the news media. You're telling stories. You think you know it all. What's the big deal? I am not a journalist, never have been, never claimed to be.
He plays one on the radio.
No, I don't. I play with news and stories and twist them around so that they are good stories. But I don't do it at anybody's expense. Or at least, I hope I don't do it at anybody's expense. That's not my idea, to do stuff like that at somebody's expense. And see, that the fear-mongering that comes from those kinds of stories are all aimed at one thing. And it's what we all have as human beings, emotions. That's an emotion based on fear. You listen to the song from the children at the school, Sandy Hook School, that new song that they've come out with, that's not emotion. I mean, that is emotion, but it's not. It's sadness, right? I mean, when you hear that, don't you? I was full of tears. How do you listen to that and not get emotionally upset about what happened to those kids at that school? Which they're probably going to tear down, by the way. Going to tear the school down.
And they should.
Yeah, I think they should, too. And their children are going to a school in a nearby town.
I think it was shut down, yeah.
that had been closed
right.
because they didn't need it anymore in the town. And so they opened it up, and apparently it's very nice. Anyway, the realities are, please trust your emotions and your instincts. That maybe is the best thing I can come up with when I see some of these stories. Now, if you're just joining us a little bit earlier, I was talking about this study of the middle class and how things have changed. What's happened? The question is, what's happened to the middle class?
Just say Daffy Duck.
Oh, Rich didn't get to take
that. What's happened?
Rich didn't get to take
Rich
this.
Rich did not
quiz.
Get to take. All right, so Richie, this determines whether you're in the middle class now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Do you have a secure job?
Yes.
Do you have health insurance?
Yes.
Do you like oranges?
Do you like oranges?
Yes.
You own your own home?
Yes.
You have a college education?
Partly.
Sort of.
Do you go to Wendy's once a week?
No.
Do you have stocks, bonds, or other investments?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So
do you
you're
like to wear purple?
Ensconced. Yeah.
No.
The number.
Congratulations, you're part of the middle class.
51% of American adults are now in the middle class, down from 61%.
Couple of years ago.
So what does this mean, that I am in the middle class?
Yes. Whew. The average household income, though, Richie, mm-hmm. for the middle class since 1979 has only grown about 16%. That is one-third the growth for households in the highest income. And you see, what they love to do with the AARP is doing the study is pit one class against the other.
Sure.
Because that's their political, that's their political bent. But I do think there's some interesting things in here. We all knew about the difference. What they don't talk about is the difference between middle class incomes of those who work in the private sector versus those who work in the public sector, i.e. government employees, where now, a couple of years ago, there was $10,000 between $10,000 and $11,000 that separated those who work in government jobs from those in the private sector. Now, it's almost $30,000 a year. The average government worker making over $70,000 on average a year. The average person working in a non-union job in the private sector, $44,900. So it's like $25,000 difference. You feel comfortable about that, do you? I wouldn't. If I were you, I don't think that's a comfortable place to be at all. All right, so anyway, that's our overview. A couple of the stories that you won't hear talked about probably anywhere else today, because everybody's all busy with Lance Armstrong and the gun control discussions, what the president's going to do, and also the fiscal problems, the debt limit. I choke, as you can tell by listening to me, I choke not on emotion, but with fury when it comes to these discussions about the fiscal reality and whether we have to raise the debt limit. How do you do that in the real world? This is it. You can't do it in the real world. You can't go to your banker and say, hey, I don't have enough money to pay my bills today. Give me some more. What's the banker going to say? How are you going to pay it back? Well, I don't know. You think you're going to get money that way? That's really what we're saying here, right? We're going to continue to waste your money. And we want you to pay more in taxes, and we're going to borrow more money so we can fund all these programs, half of which, the bottom line story here, Richie, if you could go back to pre-World War II levels of spending on defense,
mm-hmm.
the reason we got into World War II, the real reason, is because Roosevelt was in cahoots with the military-industrial complex. They all wanted...
This beware is the military-industrial complex.
It was the way to get the... Remember, the economy hadn't gone much... We hadn't gone anywhere since the Depression. 8 years later, we still are like kind of in the same place we are now. And the only way they could figure out how to get out of it was to have a good war. And so, World War II comes along. Look what happens to the economy. During World War II and after World War II, through the 50s and 60s, until we got involved in Vietnam, that flattened out. But you see what I'm saying here?
Yep.
That's what has happened to our country. And is it healthy? No, not at all. All right. Let's pause for a moment, do a couple of things here, and then Jennifer's going to update us on the latest. Have you heard? Lance Armstrong's on Oprah's show tomorrow night. If you haven't heard that, Jennifer has the exclusive story. You'll not hear this anywhere else today. Good day.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Chapstick it to my lips, raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Birch berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number. It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to. You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org. All right, Jen. So Lance Armstrong has an upcoming interview, huh?
Have you heard?
Wow.
Now, I want to talk about American Idol. By the way, our poll today at DougStephan.com, will you watch American Idol this season? Because tonight's the first night, right?
Yes, tonight is the first night. It all starts with the auditions. You get to see the real feud between Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey, which people at Fox are saying is 100% real. Nicki Minaj even went on the Ellen DeGeneres show saying that she's not a crazy psycho, but she was reacting because she was hurt that Mariah didn't want her on the panel. So that's
and
where
poor
the
poor Nicki is having a hard time because it takes so long to tape these shows. My God, what a what's
happening? I know. Nicki does say that she's a lot. Enough. She's doing okay. I don't know. It's probably 4 or 5 million, I'd imagine.
Yeah, perfect.
But she says we're fine. She can't hold a grudge against Mariah Carey. She's looked up to her for so long.
Right.
I know.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about Jessica Simpson, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
She just sold a project to ABC, which is a semi-autobiographical.
Yeah.
See how I corrected myself? Comedy to NBC, and it should be kind of interesting. It's going to focus on her life as a multi... She's got many jobs. She's going to be doing
fashion design, being a mother. Yeah,
exactly.
All those good things. All right, American Idol tonight. Don't forget, 51 after on Good Day.
Hemp
HeartUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-sized Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, 53 past the hour, time for our weekly check-in with Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. A lot of information today, as is usually the case. We'll pack a lot of info into the next 5 minutes, so stick around. Warren is here with the latest from, let's see, you take one from column A, Richie column B, Jennifer column C, Roberta column D. We all have questions. Does Warren have the answers? We'll find out in a minute here on Good Day.
Wendy's presents the Hockey Mom.
Why little Jimmy scored his first goal?
How about a celebratory dinner?
I could cook some bacon.
Or Wendy's kids' meals are just $1.99.
That sounds great.
Oh, excuse me.
Check on Jimmy! Did you say $1.99?
It's a win-win. Now Wendy's kids' meals are $1.99 after 4 p.m. Options they'll love. Smart move for you. Making parents and kids happy. That's Wendy's way.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Okay, I have seen a book, I don't know if you've seen it or not, called To Be Continued. Have you heard that book?
About I haven't.
It's a story about animals and the reincarnation discussion and or debate. It's really very interesting. Just one of those things, if you believe in reincarnation, I do. And we always are asked questions about whether animals come back. I believe they do. I certainly believe it with the Charlotte. Frankly, do you believe in animal reincarnation, Warren?
I do, and I want to come back as the world's largest bird with the best aim. Seriously, no, I do honestly believe in reincarnation. Yeah. I do. I believe the concept is very simple that, you know, it's not one time around, and you know, we learn. My father used to tell me, and he wasn't a religious guy, he would say, you know what, we live on this planet, and then we leave here, but we're reincarnated somewhere else with the intelligence we had, and we just keep getting smarter and smarter and smarter. Yeah. Therefore, we should come back as dogs and cats and birds and other
learning animals. It's a learning curve, I guess. I wish we knew more about what we'd done, our mistakes from our past life, so make it easier to fix them. the problems we're trying to address in this life. Also, in the Better Living box at DougStephan.com, you'll see a blog from Warren. And this is really what I wanted our main focus to be today. You've suggested there are ways in terms of saving on taxes if you become a foster parent for a pet. A pet foster parent. Never heard that concept put forth before, ever.
Yeah, it's kind of a new concept, and it's kind of a great concept. I think so many people volunteer their time, and the cost of taking care of a rescue dog in terms of a foster dog in terms of...
It's not new at all, though.
Well, it's not new, but the concept of deducting it tax-wise is new.
Ah, okay.
So the concept is these people spend thousands of dollars on vet costs and food and walking and taking care of these dogs for non-profit organizations, and yet they still are not saving any money. So I think it's a great idea, and I think a lot more animals will be saved if people could, in fact, deduct the rescue work or the volunteer they do with humane. So I just think it's smart to do.
Most of the dogs that you see at these PetSmart and Petco adoption events on Saturdays and Sundays are in foster care.
Really?
And the people that are holding their leash are their foster parents, and they all agree.
For everything.
My friend Laura did it for years, where she would foster one or two dogs and then show up every Saturday.
The concept is new to me, or I haven't heard it described.
Patch,
I know the story.
I got Patch from a foster home. He escaped from his foster home and ran across the street, how I met him.
Think about the concept. Dogs that are in shelters or incarcerated don't receive the socializing, the exposure that dogs in foster. So dogs that are in foster homes are much more apt to find other homes because they've been socialized, they're trained, they're housebroken, they know people, they've been around other dogs. So it's a great concept, and these people work their butts off literally for nothing. So at least the tax deduction, because ultimately it's saving the cities and towns money, less animals in the shelters. I think it's a great idea all around.
There was a picture of a dog at DougStephan.com last week that was mistaken for a lion. You can check out the picture of the dog, mistaken for a lion.
Yeah, it was a Labradoodle, right?
Yeah, leading a concerned citizen in that community to call 911. How do you mistake a dog for a lion, if you have any clue at all?
Wasn't this outside of San Francisco? that ought to answer the question.
I'm not sure where it was. Is that where it was outside of San Francisco?
I'm just joking. But the bottom line is they shade the dog down to look like that. There are people that shade. There's actually a breed of dog that's shaved down to look like a lion. Kind of an interesting breed. But I don't know. I can't imagine someone mistaking a Labradoodle, no matter how it's shaved, for a lion that's like 500 or 600 pounds.
Well, it just speaks to the cluelessness of so many people, and everybody gets worried about everything these days. With Warren Eckstein, don't worry, he's got all the info. If you
farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.